comfortable, one recommendation would be to get one size larger than you normally are. Because I'm usually a 9.
Yeah.
I ordered a 9.
Yeah.
They were too small, so okay. I had to send it back and get a 10.
Well, I wear a 7.5 or an 8.
Well,
and the
8 sizing.
Was fine. The 8 was fine.
Was it?
Yeah, the 8 was fine.
Let me see what they look like.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I know.
White bottom.
Oh, so you can wear them outside.
Those are nice. Chris,
yeah,
order me
really
a 9.5.
Really nice.
I heard.
Ow, I can't get my leg out.
And you can wash them in the
get
washing
machine. Get the massage
machine.
Thing out.
Like they get it, sometimes they get a little stretched out, and then you can put them in the washing machine, and they just bounce right back.
Multiple colors.
They're awesome.
So these kind of footwear, kind of lifestyle footwear, has become a thing. Mm-hmm. I looked these up because I was gonna. You swore by them. You told me you really liked them. But it said I read a lot of the reviews, and they said the only thing that I questioned and held me off from purchasing them is they run narrow. And
no,
I
got flat
feet.
I got triple E.
Right. And
you do?
Yeah.
And they fit you.
Perfect.
You just order a size
and they,
up.
And they
size
have arch
up.
Support.
Oh. Yeah.
They
don't look like
they have
triple
E.
I'm surprised you go with
a
different
color
laces, yeah. Chris.
Well, I'm going to get pink. Ralph has to go see his mother. Let's go.
No, they're really good.
So, Allbirds.
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 Allbirds is a thing.
Yeah.
I recommend them too.
I have the widest feet in America, and these have fit me comfortably.
Maybe that's why you had to go up. Maybe that's why you had to go up.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Plus, I don't cut my toenails, so. Maybe my toenails.
They kind of curl underneath.
Oh.
You're trying to go for the world record? Longest toenails?
That's not poop.
Well, Jim wants to talk about the rum line again.
I want to apologize. We let Jim back in the building.
So
the Guinness at the rum line is fresh. They pour a lot of Guinness at the rum line.
Well, when you're there.
I had the Guinness, yeah. That was excellent.
Oh, hey!
All right. We'll go play the lottery. You said something positive about a local place.
We just took Jim from Oprah to the Tonight Show.
And the drinks are legendary, like Sam
Marblehead. Oh my God!
Marblehead.
Yeah.
The drinks are good.
The drinks are. They try to cripple you. I'm gonna give a shout out to a place I went on Friday night with Kate, Trio, and for a particular reason. They have about 12 different beers on tap, including one of Chris's favorites, Far From the Tree.
Yeah, Nova.
They had Guinness on tap. They had a couple of different IPAs. I'm not an IPA guy, but a couple of different IPAs. Any pint of beer out of on tap is $3. $3.
All the time?
All the time. It's just started. It's a winter special.
Really?
They just started it. $3.
Including Guinness.
Including Guinness and Far From the Tree.
Mike, you bring
there's
date,
no place
bring
in town.
There.
There's no
date
place
spot.
In town that you
that's
get Guinness.
That's a date spot. You can bring each date for each different type of beer. Then you can keep track of who
I'll
those.
Be in and out of the Guinness for $20.
They also had... They also had...
I'm about to double down on my social club.
Did you get anything to eat?
Yeah, we got something to eat. So they also had $5 tapas plates.
Oh, nice.
So we got, it was a artichoke and spinach raviolis in a butter garlic sauce.
Oh, that sounds really good.
You know, there's probably 10 of them, maybe 8 of them on the plate.
Wow.
I could have gotten 3 orders of that.
And that would have been dinner.
And I would have been they were so good. I could have just kept eating them. Kate got and then
I
we got,
love that combo.
There was a scallop thing.
Was it crowded, Julie?
It wasn't crowded, but
see,
the particular reason I went there was because I really wanted to watch the Celtics game Friday night, and they have these enormous televisions. It's a beautiful space.
It is,
and if you really want to watch the game, I think it's the best place in town.
Isn't there about a $500,000 renovation in there? $1 million renovation?
It's really
some outrageous number. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
The bathrooms are beautiful.
I have
no. They did it.
No, I was there the other night as well, and it was, as always, very good.
It's a tremendous value. If you're a drinker,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And you actually think about this for a game.
I'm not.
You go for a game, and you know, and you're
that's
drinking beer. If you're drinking, you know,
there's a lot of seating in there for the TVs.
Here we go, Ralph. Go ahead, Ralph. Give it to me.
Do you
give
want
it
me to give
me
the? You want me to?
We need to
He needs his glasses.
Okay, moving along.
My transition, my segues are just not smooth today. So you guys went to the Envoy Hotel the other night.
Yeah, next.
Ralph segment.
That's it.
But they have a roof deck that we went this October. And it's like overlooking the...
Where is that on
Boston Skyline.
Boston Skyline.
The Boston Tea Party, the right. Parking Crab.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's good. So this roof deck at this hotel, gorgeous spot, but it's the winter, so you wouldn't think to go to a roof deck, right?
But
what are they? What they installed?
They have these little igloos, and they have all these different color lights in it. They have chairs set up with a nice carpet in there. They have little heaters in there.
By igloo, I wasn't sure.
You go and you sit in the igloo, and they have
They're transparent igloos. What type of heaters do they have inside?
They're just these little box electric
heaters. Space heaters. Yeah,
it's just enough for that.
I was in there with just a shirt on.
And you're comfortable?
No coat. Wow. Very comfortable.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
It's a really cool experience. Great concept.
What's the name of the hotel?
Envoy.
The Envoy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we don't want you to visit there, Jim, because we don't want you to put them out of business.
We don't.
We have a whole show on the Seaport area. Yeah. The whole Seaport area.
Yeah.
Booming. I worked there for 8 years back in 2005, 6, 7. And there was nothing there. You could just park anywhere. There were empty lots.
I was there. I used to deliver fish. I was there twice a day. Deliver
The Great Anthony's Pier 4 is no longer there.
Right now it's a 30-story condo complex.
Yeah.
The Seaport is completely out of control.
Yeah.
It's like on steroids. There's buildings everywhere. You can go around there every week and find something new that they're building. The restaurants,
And you know, the funny thing is, like, I drove down those streets every single day, those old cobblestone streets, and they just took, the streets aren't even there. Right. Like, a lot of them, the streets are like, there's hotels, like, where there were streets.
Where there was a whole street.
The space is unrecognizable, except for World Trade Center and a little bit around there. That space, if you're in, like, a couple roads back or a couple buildings back...
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like the way it was.
It's totally part of downtown Boston now.
Yeah.
It's an extension of downtown Boston.
You probably know, being in real estate, remember all the parking lots? What was that company that owned those parking lots?
Fidelity owned a lot.
I don't know.
Gillette?
It was like $6 or $7 to own to park.
GE was moving down there. I don't know.
And now there's...
There's no such thing. They're all parking underground garages in the buildings. Hmm.
Fidelity owned a lot of that space. I worked for Fidelity in the 90s there in the World Trade Center. And then they built that hotel. Oh, thank you.
Next. So go to the Seaport.
Yeah.
I go down to the Boston Design Center all the time down there. And it's so easy just to drive in now.
About 7 or 8 years ago, so I would use these Hotwire or Priceline to get hotels in Boston. And I would always avoid the Seaport. Because they would call, you know, like, I don't like how they use Revere and Saugus as a Boston
thing.
So you have to be careful when you're doing those kind of reservations. But now Seaport is almost like, I'd almost rather stay in Seaport if I'm going out for like one night than in the Back Bay.
Well, if you're going to go to the Seaport has a ton of restaurants, has a lot of activities. There's some nightlife there. You know, they just opened up a Tuscan kitchen. They just put a King's Bowling Alley down there. There's a lot of stuff to do down there. It's not a place to go in the Back Bay if you go to Copley shopping and stuff like that. So if you want to go shopping, you go down Boylston Street. The Lenox is one of my favorite hotels. But if you want to go spend the night, have a nice dinner, and just great entertainment, the Seaport is really exploding with that.
You can pull your boat right up there in the summertime.
Yeah, we do that. We do that quite often. We go down and we'll park the boat. There's a little slip that you pay. It's like $20 a half hour for the boat. And it's right there at Del Frisco's, the Legal Sea Bar there, and what's the Tazamacau there, the Mexican restaurant.
No, we went there.
Yeah, we take the boat.
Is Test Kitchen still there? Legal Test Kitchen still across the
street? Yes. So
they have two legal locations then.
So here's we have some worldly travelers and Boston, good people that know good restaurants in town. I'm gonna go one by one, and I want you to tell me your number one steakhouse destination in Boston.
Oh, that's a tough one.
We'll start with. You want to start, or you want to come back to you?
You can I have three, but if I had to go in order, I would say Abe and Louie's, then I would say the Morton Seaport, and then I would say Capital Grill.
Okay. Michael?
So you can't make a bad choice, really. I would add to that Grill 23 and Del Frisco's.
Yeah. Which one's your number one? If you had one, you had to pick one.
I'd go with Abe and Louie's bone-in filet.
Yeah?
Really getting specific.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, go ahead.
Well, the only one I've been to is the one...
Shout out to Pete Papagallis from Astros.
The place right in Kenmore Square. What's the name of that place in Kenmore Square? Sorry.
Kenmore Square.
Right in Kenmore Square.
Eastern Standard?
Eastern Standard. That's
Oyster. Well, because my son loves it there, so yeah. That's what we've had.
I love that.
Mine's Grill 23.
And Chris, Joe and Son's lobster pool.
Mine is screw going into Boston. Lobster. Go to Polanis. The hell with Boston.
He said Boston. So
I know, but you don't have to go to Boston.
The Tomahawk Steak and Passports is
awesome. I'm not going to bother.
You can't do that to me. You can't tell me in Boston.
He sold you out. Danny's going to be pissed.
No, you overlooked Danny.
Danny's going to be pissed.
Where is Polanis? Polanis
and Peabody.
We talked about this.
Why go over two bridges? Why go over two bridges?
I think I passed it.
Well, if you keep it up, you're going to go over one. I can tell you that.
Tim, do you have a favorite steakhouse?
I'd have to agree with Ralph. Del Frisco's I'd put up there, and Morton's I would, but that location's been there for a long time, Morton's in Seaport. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But Del Frisco's is new, and they have an upper.
Yeah, the Del Frisco's salad at lunch, I think it's $18. Yeah. Sirloin salad at Del Frisco's for lunch. It's like $18. It's really
Like Mike said. It, you know, you can't go wrong with anyone. No, it's a personal preference at that point.
Yeah. I haven't been to Maestro, but our friend Peter Papagallis is the GM.
It's a special occasion place for sure, and the service is top notch there. The steaks you can get, you can spend probably half an hour choosing your steak.
I want to get a. I want to see, maybe, I bet you Anthony Catarano would do this for us, to get us, for during the holidays, get some tomahawks and do a special.
Eric
could probably get it.
We did, for Mikey's birthday, he had a tomahawk ribeye. It was $38, I think.
What's a tomahawk ribeye?
And in Boston, it would have been an $80 steak.
What's a tomahawk?
Yeah, so tomahawk is basically, I got some rib roast at Stop and Shop today.
Okay.
It's the rib roast with the rib on it. So the rib is like a handle that's long.
So it's like a tomahawk for throwing.
Yeah.
How long, Joe?
About 18 inches.
Is Kate all right?
She's watching Oprah.
Oh, she is?
Pat, tell me about Toulouse.
Well, I was not in the. I was not feeling very holiday spirity, so I decided to go down to Toodaloo. I thought, I need to turn this around, so I went down to Toodaloo's. And I mean, you can't.
Right. Well, is the help all dressed up like elves?
They weren't that day. It was Thursday or Friday. I think it was during the week, and I bought a couple of toys and I walked them up to the bank and put them in the. Toys for not Toys for Tots, but
the toy drive.
That was happening that day, and it just felt good. It was so much fun to go in there and talk.
Did you ask her if she's gonna have that crazy? Like I mentioned this, I think last week or something. She has a sale, and I forget what day it was. That if you get there between, like if they say they open at 6, on this one particular day between 6 and 7, everything is. Like 35% off, and then between 7 and 8, it's 25% off, and then 8 and 9, it's like 15%.
I think they had that already. I think that is the Black Friday. I think that's what they do on Black Friday. Yeah, I think that's what they do.
Right, that would have made sense.
One of the dolls, there was some dolls there, and they were in different, depicting different occupations and things. So for Kim, I bought wildlife photographer and put it in the bin for some lucky child somewhere down the line.
Oh my goodness!
But that was fun. So if you're feeling a little not too Christmassy, that's a good place to go and get your spirits renewed.
Plus art supplies. They sell art supplies.
Yeah. And Susan's just super helpful. Like,
Jim made me a beautiful... Did you see Jim's painting of the calico lobster?
Oh, I love that.
Jim made that.
I love that painting. Yeah.
When he's not trying to tear down local restaurants, he's also an artist.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Maybe the rum line will let you display some of your, your paintings.
Oh, that's right. You did the rum line one day, right?
With it?
With this?
No.
No.
I thought you did.
Yeah, we had a podcast. Nicole Schraft and I did one, like on a morning one. We did Bloody Marys at the bar. Oh,
thanks for inviting us.
So if you do another one, I'm assuming I'm not invited.
They might not let you in the door.
I'm worried. I'll be honest with you. I'm very worried. You could take that very seriously, personally. The Rockport Maker's Market. From Rusty and Ingrid, is a thing now.
It's a thing, and it was.
Where
awesome.
Is it located?
It's all over Rockport. Like they have food trucks and
pop up.
Well, it's a little more organized than a pop up. What they have inside the Rockport Art Association is about 20 crafts makers. And since Rusty and Ingrid do all the Boston craft shows, they're very involved in the craft market, and they know all the top craft, you know, people making beautiful handmade gifts and stuff. So they had about 20 vendors in the Rockport Art Association, and about another 10 or so inside brackets. Ooh. And then all the shops were open, and I got that great bag I showed you. And Rusty and Ingrid created the whole thing, really. Yeah. I mean, they're working with the Chamber of Commerce, too, but they've done a phenomenal job. I've never seen Rockport so busy, even in their summertime events and things like that. It was crazy. It was crazy busy there.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, Mike updated his Tinder profile with... Like in his ugly Christmas sweater.
I haven't seen that.
And he said that he's never got so many hits on his Tinder profile.
What's it?
Show everybody. Show
us your new profile.
Show us your new profile picture.
Kim wants to know what Tinder is.
It's the grinder for.
It's where you go to start a fire.
Wow, you look like a professional. Now, which way do you swipe? Up, down?
You can swipe left, right, or up.
What does that mean?
What's up?
Explain to us.
Left is pass, right is interested, and up is super interested.
Oh, really?
And what's down?
Down happens when you meet them in person.
Let's hop in bed right now.
No. It's not that.
Is this just a dating site or is this a hookup site?
Well, it can be whatever you want it to
be. Can you show us a picture?
That's interesting.
Why don't you show Kim some of the pictures?
Did you ever hear that song from Beyonce? To the left.
To the right, to the right.
Is that what that's about?
To the left.
I don't know.
I'm not into this stuff. See, you know, 30 years ago when, you know, I was looking to find a...
He's gotten a lot of hits.
Yeah, we had the workout.
One of my dreams.
Oh, he's blowing up. He's blowing up with that.
Yeah.
Mike, chill.
It's actually pretty sweet.
God. Oh,
that's his new grinder profile.
Oh, I'll tell you,
you're a handsome dude.
That's I'll tell you.
It's very sweet.
Actually, so they put a filter on this. So filter
obviously
thing. Yeah. When the girl showed me this picture, I said, "That's me."
And what's that other thing they call airbrushing? It looks like there's a lot of airbrushing in that.
She highlighted. She's like, "All right, lit up your face." I said, "Whoa."
Who did that for you?
Very sweet.
They took it last night at Machaca.
And, it's amazing what they can do with technology these days.
Yeah.
You actually look handsome in that picture.
Yeah.
I think you're very handsome in that picture.
We might even
swipe
left.
Kate says all the time she thinks Mike is a very handsome young man.
Really?
What is she doing looking on Tinder?
Huh?
Well, Kate's not my login.
It's Grindr. It's not Tinder.
Kate has my login, and Kate is actually my proxy.
No.
What does that mean?
That's for the gay people.
She's my. Well, Tim, you want to explain?
In case you're in the emergency room,
I might have Tim explain proxy.
A reference? Is she a reference? Is she a reference for you?
My proxy with Kate. It might be a different meaning.
No. Do you run it when you write things into your profile? Do you run it by Kate first so she can?
Kate is my
coach.
Yeah, Kate is my
eyes and ears.
She's my pause button, and everything goes through Kate.
That's a very wise.
She has my login. She swipes for me.
Does she swipe for me?
She writes back.
What?
When she starts the communication.
I don't know.
Kate is my clairvoyant.
I see so many things wrong with that.
I know, Mike. That's not good. So,
well, it is good.
So when they say yes, and you go date or you sit down with someone for dinner or lunch, that's not...
And they ask a specific question, you say, well, I really don't know because my proxy filled out the report. This is an interesting concept.
Oh, he's got a hit. He's got a
Sunday morning, and it's
he's got a hit.
What's the waters might be choppy. Captain Joe's may be closed today.
Of Good Morning Gloucester about this whole grinder.
That'd be the homie cast.
Dating in the.
So what's his name? What's this one's name? What's his name?
We don't do names.
Captain Joe's may be closed today, but man, the fish are biting.
We got a live one. We got a live one. Oh my goodness.
Well, she's a heavy one.
It's a keeper. Okay, that being said.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Oprah.
Thank you.
Chris, did the boy get over the mackerel incident?
Son of a bitch. Yeah.
This was classic.
So a couple of weeks ago, Ralph had us over to make some pizzas in his nice pizza oven.
His ridiculous pizza oven.
And he said, I got to go run down to the dock. There's a lobster boat.
I didn't say that. Joe said that.
Joe said that. And when Joe came back, what I didn't know he was doing is putting mackerel all over my car that was parked in front of Ralph's house. So when I walked out, Joe was still in Ralph's house. I'm like, I'm yelling up, you son of a bitch. Mackerel everywhere. Windshield, under the windshield wipers.
Windshield wipers.
So what he didn't realize was that was my son's car. That's the car that he's been driving the last couple of months.
I didn't realize that. I wouldn't have done it if I knew it was his son's car. Yeah. Yeah.
Who
I figured it was Chris's
who was
car.
With me. Who was with me. So he saw the whole thing. He's crying. Like something like that has never happened to him before.
Wait, it gets better, though.
So he had to head back to school that night, all the way to Washington, D.C. So halfway through his trip, he stops for gas. He calls me in shock. Dad, I just opened the gas cap, and there was a mackerel in the gas cap. He shit his pants right at the mobile station. So Joe has brought it a whole new level. I have played multiple jokes on people, but he has brought the children into this.
Did the
gulls? So it is now personal. I think so.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C. has not had a seagull in the city in years, and now there's
at least
three of them.
So then I went to bed because I had to be at work early in the morning. I wake up to the text from him, you asshole, I'm gonna fucking get you this, that, and the other thing. And I said to him, did you find the one under the front seat?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So that way, I didn't put one there.
Yeah.
But knowing he'd have to go out and check. Yeah. You couldn't just leave it there because if you leave it there, it's going to make a horrible stink.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
But he brought the children into it, so.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be interesting.
Yeah,
the gloves are off.
Yeah. Ralph, let's be honest. All the things he's done to us.
Please, I know.
Yeah, but not to your family.
Don't get him started with that.
Not to your family.
Well, that was an honest mistake. That was an honest mistake. He thought it was directed towards you.
I did. Yeah, I had no idea.
Does he think I would drive a piece of shit like that? That piece of shit car?
Yeah, you've driven it many times. I have pictures.
What was the thought process?
Joe.
Let me grab a bunch of these mackerel and take them back over.
So the thought process was this. Mickey, our friend Mickey.
Oh, yeah.
This is even worse. I know. I got his father I brought him some mackerel. You want some mackerel? His father told me thrilled that I gave him the mackerel. Thrilled. So we were at... So Mickey was over the house. I'm like, do you want any mackerel? And I thought that they had left, and so I brought the mackerel for him to and Kim, Ralph's wife, you're not bringing fish.
You take your clothes off.
She got the special booties for your feet when you go in the house.
When you walk into the house, you walk into like
the vestibule.
A vestibule store, and then you stand there with your arms and this hot steam blows out and it sterilizes you.
You put on your body condom.
Mackerel brought joy in a couple of different ways. The same mackerels brought joy
All right, I'm gonna bring up something that happened to me a long time ago, but I want your opinion if you think this is a legitimate reason to break up with someone or not.
Okay. Let me get my finger on the button.
Is this the threesome again?
No, not the No, it's the same girl though.
Same girl though.
Oh my goodness.
No. Do I know her?
What?
I'll swipe a couple times and see.
You knew it. No. So in my 20s, after
in a biblical sense.
No. I don't think so. No, I was dating this young girl. I was out of college. She was still going to college.
She was in kindergarten. No. Oh, no. That was a different story.
Very attractive girl. Very, very attractive girl.
You're a handsome guy.
Huh?
You're a very handsome guy.
Well, so we're going out, and I kind of knew that. She was a beautiful, beautiful girl. But there was definitely, like, a couple times she would go completely sideways, like
in bed.
Not that. Like she would go like pick a fight like randomly. And I'm like, this girl's definitely not gonna be marriage material because I can't deal with that. But the sex was really good.
Where'd she fall on the hot crazy matrix?
On the hot crazy matrix, she was probably a 8 hot, 9 crazy.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, so that's
she's
just
a hairdresser.
No, worked at a nail salon.
She's a stripper.
Okay.
Worked at a nail salon.
Close enough.
Close enough. That's right.
She's a stripper.
So
banana.
So anyway.
This isn't the pyramid game, guys. Let him tell the story.
You sound awful nervous. Would you just get
to the
fucking...
I just want to know if you think this is a legit reason to break... So the fall is my busiest time of year at the dock. I'm like out straight, crazy, exhausted. And it was my birthday. And
happy birthday.
So for my birthday, she gets me a pair of tickets to the ballet.
All right.
To the ballet.
How long were you
dating? The Brass Rail in Toronto?
In Boston.
You'd met her, right?
I'd been going out with her for like nine.
Chris is demonstrating ballet
for like
right now.
For 9 months. I'd probably been going out with her for like 9 months.
Okay.
Maybe a year.
A while.
But I knew that, you know, this was not going to be a...
Right.
Too little, but
right.
I was... We had some good times and there was a lot of good... What are you doing? Why open
the
door?
Story is making me hot.
So do you think that is the one of the most inconsiderate things that someone could possibly... Like, just... Like,
right. You know, she was well-intended.
Joe.
Do you think that's well-intended, though?
I just have a couple questions, right?
No, it has to... I'm dying.
I'm not heating the fucking house. You're going to leave the window.
Well, just turn off
that
stove.
Okay, I have a couple questions, Chris. If you don't mind shutting the fuck up. My first question is, take off one of your sweaters, Chris, for crying out.
I can't. Then you'll see my breasts.
So, Ralph, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe, for taking control. My first question is, why now do you bring this topic up? That's question number one. It's a little confusing to me as to why you're bringing this up during podcast number 311. And secondly, were you not hugged as a child? Do you
I just thought that it was like so inconsiderate, knowing that like I'm passing out, falling asleep.
But you didn't answer my question. Why are you bringing this up after all these years?
I just thought it was an interesting story.
No, it was because of me.
We alluded.
I reached out and asked you if you wanted to go to an event.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. That's what it was. Chris asked if I wanted to go to the Nutcracker, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I would pay to not have to go to the Nutcracker.
Why would you go to the Nutcracker with a ball ring?
Ballet. You could sleep at the ballet.
Are you thinking that her gift? was more inclined for her own needs versus your needs?
Thank you. I just think that like if you're gonna buy someone a present, that thank you. What just happened?
Oh, feedback. Audio problem?
Audio is muted.
Maybe it's the candle?
Sometimes I will say when people give gifts, they don't often consider who they're giving the gift to. They consider their perspective.
And that's what was the point. I thought it was the most incredibly inconsiderate thing that I had ever... Like, I asked.
I'd say inconsiderate.
Huh?
I'd say, what is inconsiderate? She just... was well intended, but couldn't see your perspective, yeah. Your point of view. She was focused on her own.
Yeah.
Maybe self-centered. No. Might
she,
be a bit.
She didn't look at you as the alpha dog, probably. And the alpha dog. Right?
Well, no. Have you seen some of Kate's apparatuses that she wears in that room? I'd say Kate's the alpha.
So. What does he do?
Joey gets on his back. One on four is the pain.
He's having hot flashes. He's
turning it off.
He's having a hot
flashes. No, it's in the bottom right. There's a button. Okay. So, okay, I want to hear the...
No, not till the wind answer. Whoa! Yikes.
Where's that coming from? The devil.
Do the... So unplug and plug it back in.
Rouse thing. I want to hear the female perspective on this. Kim and then Pat.
Well, I think it was a little selfish, but you know, maybe she was just thinking of having a nice night out, and doing something different, and
did you think that I would appreciate tickets to the event?
No.
No, I don't think
so.
Well, how long did you know her?
I think
she 70 days you said that.
Well, I was dancing.
You were pirouetting over there.
It's not a reason to break up with somebody, but...
Well, if you knew that there were other things that, like...
Yeah, other things, yeah.
All right, go ahead, Pat. What's your perspective?
My perspective is that I think that it probably is a good enough reason to break up because clearly she didn't understand you the way that you'd like to be understood in a relationship. And that gift was about her and not about,
right.
not about you. And then top of everything else, yeah.
During football season,
I mean, during football season, of course. It would shock me if somebody gave me that would feel thoughtless to me,
right?
And it would be hurtful.
But don't you cut her a break, Joey? I mean, was that the last straw?
Yeah,
that
was
the last. Cut her a break.
No. The
you
last,
were just looking for an excuse to get
that's
rid of
a good, that's a
isn't
good
Isn't there
one?
Anything yeah. better we could talk about?
He didn't want to go to Handel's Messiah
Joe,
for Christmas.
The next item is underwear. Let's talk about underwear.
All right, let's talk about it.
You know,
let's
just...
Michael, I wonder if Mike
wears
guarantee
no underwear.
You Michael wears a...
I don't know if he wears underwear.
I never wear underwear.
See?
You don't?
Told you. I would have put 100 on that one.
I would have lost because I would have said he wore the fancy underwear.
If I'm wearing a suit, I have underwear on.
That's so he doesn't have to clean his suit.
Your clients thank you for that.
So we're talking about like the new kind of this new wave that's capturing men all over the world are not just wearing your grandfather's like tighty whities
like Jim's underwear.
Jim's
not even wearing underwear these days.
But there's different brands. There is what are the ones you wear?
I wear. The same one Ralph does, Tommy John's, but I also wear Saks.
Saks.
S-A-X-X.
It's not like Saks Fifth Avenue.
Oh, because that's how I had it on the show.
No, it's S-A-X-X. What's special about Saks is that there's a pouch. So when you wear them, it's almost like a piping plover. Like nested
so,
right in the little nest.
It's all wrapped up.
So
my
man part is like a piping plover that just rests comfortably into the nest. I swear to God.
Gently,
protected. And it's nice and safe, and protected. I keep it warm.
Gently has three syllables now.
I keep him from dogs. I mean, dogs chase me, but my piping plover is nice and
safe.
Notice how he says my part. It's not my hole. It's just my part.
Chris, how's your hole? Family.
Oh, terrible. Do you have a special brand of underwear that you wear when you do wear underwear?
For work?
I wear boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs? Like old
Hanes,
school
Brooks,
cotton
boxer
briefs?
You know, like Lucky or... Yeah, Lucky.
I wear jockey boxer briefs.
Lucky, I wear Lucky.
Cotton. Really?
So, Ralph,
Tommy John's. Well, I was a whitey tidy guy for years.
Whoa.
And then my wife turned me on to the Tommy John's.
Yeah.
I think so.
You never go back.
Yeah, no, I love them. They're very comfortable.
What's nice about Tommy John is that when you go pee,
no.
It's got
the
little
fly goes this
it's
way.
Got the kangaroo pouch.
Yeah,
it's got the kangaroo pouch
up and down.
So you just kind of like
left to right,
fold
it
over.
That's
and
a critical piece.
And I know, ladies, this is really not appropriate talk, but it's very well designed.
Yes.
The exit
engineering,
yes,
next level stuff. Yeah, so we did, and my wife. Made note of that.
So since we're on this topic, I'm curious, men, and ladies, feel free to jump in if you've had this conversation with your husbands. When you go up to a urinal, Do you undo your belt and zipper?
Or yes,
you just
I have
do
to.
The zipper?
Yeah, I don't
belt?
Like I don't like just going
undo
through the zipper.
Belt?
That could
yeah.
be that could be dangerous.
Undo your belt? To
I do.
Pee
yeah.
in the urinal?
Me too.
Yeah, I do.
I do too.
I don't like just
Chris
going through the
sitting
zipper.
Down. Why would you have to do that?
Chris P.
Because
sitting
down.
I don't like going through the zipper.
Yeah. Me neither.
You pull your whole thing, your
yeah.
pants down out of urinal?
Well, I don't pull my
no,
pants
don't pull
down.
Down.
Joe.
No, no, just you do undo
just
the top.
Halfway.
Undo the top, and you put your zipper
Are
down.
Are you worried there. About chafing?
Well, geez, you know, that's a Tim? Lot of, there's closeness
Tim
to
do?
The chain there. You don't want to get, we just,
he's disgusted. Jim, what do you do?
This is very important.
What if yeah. someone behind you accidentally, in one of the stalls, makes a loud
right.
noise?
Yes.
Like you, that. You're going to jump. And you jump, and all of a sudden you have to retract.
The kibbles and bits.
You could have serious
implications.
Right. You know, and you don't want to go to the hot in the emergency room with you know,
no, you don't
yeah.
train tracks.
Well, if you undo the belt,
yeah,
it makes it easier for that reach around.
It kind of opens everything up. You know what I mean? It just...
So hold it, Jim has to.
Yeah,
Joe, let me ask
very
you a question.
Important.
Where did you come up with these topics for this show today? Because I'm a little amazed at some of the topics you chose.
Jim has the answer.
I hope that Joe is pointing directly to Chris McCarthy.
Jim has the answer.
This is very important in the young, my younger days, right? It, what determined which underwear to wear was whether you wanted a boy or a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. See, now we're bringing some old time stool to this.
If they're too tight.
That
yeah.
is important.
If they're too tight, it's going to be a boy. If it's, no, it's going to be a girl. Oh, it's going to be one or the other.
I knew that.
If there were two loose.
You already have four girls.
Who would think it would be one or the other?
I mean,
but Jim, right? No disrespect. When y'all younger days, you guys used to pee in a trough.
And I had four girls.
Yeah, you wore the wrong underwear.
You wore the wrong underwear your entire life.
Exactly. Exactly.
It might be time to change it up.
Tim hasn't chimed in.
He's disgusted.
He's playing it smart.
Well, I'm with Mike, you know, California style, you know, not free and easy, but when I do wear them, it's Hanes.
California.
Hanes boxers.
Yeah. There you go.
Wow. So leave it to the podcast.
So I think this might be a good time to call in Jimmy. Let's call Jimmy and see if he's
call
standing.
Jim. Call
I'm getting Christmas ideas.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Tommy Johns.
Call Jimmy. We got to ask Jimmy that question.
Was it
S-A-X-X.
We got to call in. We got to do a call in with Jim Dalpiaz right now.
And we're going to let Jim speak on the... underwear subject.
Can you text me the pink photo of your new grinder photo?
Is he home cleaning the Mustang right now? What's he doing? Winterizing?
He's upstate New York. He's traveling.
I know. But, oh, okay.
Why are you having a hard time?
She doesn't have him on speed dial.
You have a phone.
Can you put it on speaker?
Yeah.
Why is it not on speaker?
Because we're waking him up.
Good morning.
Put it right on top.
Good morning.
Jimmy
D's in the house.
Live. Good morning, Gloucester, Jim.
Good morning, Gloucester. What's going on, kid? We got a question for you.
Okay, you go right ahead.
Go ahead, Chris.
Are you sure?
So, Jimmy, one of the topics that has come up is the last time you were standing in front of a urinal, did you just undo your zipper or did you undo your belt, your top button, put your zipper down, and then...
Let
the kibbles and bits. So we're trying to figure out what type of guy you are. Through the zipper?
Or over the...
Or down...
Let it all out.
Let it all out.
Okay. Well, I would have to say that you should unbuckle everything and unzip because you have to find it first.
Good answer.
I'm not one of those guys.
Now I know why Pat was reluctant to call Jim.
Yes.
She already knew the answer.
Yeah, she said it was too small, Jimmy.
Well, that's what happens when you sit down.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them, and I just know that if I inject it, it's there.
Oh, boy.
All right, Jimmy. Well,
so
thank you.
Note to self, get Jimmy a pair of tweezers for Christmas.
For Christmas. Or something, you know what you could do, Pat?
Well,
you could take some black pepper. Sprinkle it down, man, and when it sneezes, you just
cry. Goodbye, dear.
Thanks, Jimmy.
You guys, I want to talk to you right now.
You're missing something here. I'll talk to you later.
The gloss.
Next week, tune in next week for do you stand up when you wipe or do you sit down and wipe?
Do you wipe from the front or the back?
Or the back, yeah. Uh-huh. Front, back, or stand or sit. Yep, right before Christmas, great holiday.
Wet or dry.
Good Morning Gloucester, the holiday barbecue, December 29th at Cape Ann G. Clay. Make sure you come. We get some special. Chris is, he's got menopause, I think. He's got the thing.
All these topics.
He's going through the change.
All these topics are making me hot.
He's going through the change. Oh, my God. Gloucester cast.
Oh, we got more?
What do we got?
Kim has to fill in. She has to do birds and shit.
No, we did. No, she didn't do that.
No.
Topics.
Rocket port.
No, Kim has to talk about the recipe for that outstanding. Yeah, Kim.
Oh, okay.
Little background on your grandmother.
Yes, for the.
You are really messed up today, Kim.
This is my great grandmother's minted walnuts.
They're very good.
Yep, I make boxes of them for Christmas, and then this is my mom's recipe for sour cream coffee cake, and it's got piles of sour cream and butter in it, and cinnamon and sugar and water.
It was outstanding.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
What else can
do you want to talk about your hair products?
The hair products? Is it Kevin Murphy?
No, it's John Masters. Do you like that brand?
I don't know that brand. I'll have to give it a try.
Yeah.
When you follow the old recipes, do you adjust them for modern...
But this one I definitely don't fool around with. I mean, I add more walnuts and stuff like that. I mean, simple things like that, I add more cinnamon and walnuts. But are we really talking about this after the
Chris is
very podcast 311B.
All
right. I don't think people are going to be that interested.
Well, I'm thinking we lost it.
Gloucester cast. 311 is in the books.
Is this one of the more racy Gloucester casts?
Yes.
Bam, bam,
yes, it is.
Bam.
No.